He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the November 15th. Boy, we're halfway through the quarter already. Just 6 weeks left in this trading year, and then it starts all over again. And so far, obviously, it's been a good trading year. In fact, one of the better ones we've had in a long, long time. And I hope I've helped steer you to some profits in your portfolios this year in 2013. Well, let's take a look and see how the markets are opening today. The Dow is up 34 points, 15,910. Just 90 points away from the 16,000 level. Boy, I can still remember when the Dow crossed 10,000 for the first time and all of the hoopla and celebrations surrounding it. I think I can remember when it crossed 5,000 for the first time also. Now we're moving towards 16,000, almost there. The S&P 500 is about, well, it's up a point and a half. We're at 1792, closing in on that 1800 level. How can these bears even show their faces on TV? I mean, do they feel bad about all the money that they've cost people over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Well, they've been telling us that this is fool's gold in the market and you should not be sucked in. Do they feel bad at all? Do they have any conscience? I don't know. The NASDAQ is up a point right now to 3,973. We've got gold basically where it's been for a long, long time and still down 25% from where it began the year. Gold is at 1287. How about the gold bugs? Do they feel guilty at all? Crude oil working its way back up, 95.37, and the 10-year yield is at 2.69. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's a lot of newsletters out there to choose from. There's a lot of well-known newsletters out there. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of subscribers to those newsletters. And most newsletters are built around a couple of things: fear or greed. Or if you want to go in the middle, there's safety. There's a lot of safe money, safety newsletters out there giving you advice. I've subscribed to lots of newsletters during my years in the business. I probably got interested in this business 35 years ago and started reading stock market newsletters and watching Lou Rukeyser on the weekends and just gobbling up everything I could possibly gobble up because I just had a fascination with it. And I couldn't back then get enough information about the stock market and the way the investing world works. And I can't get enough today. I consume myself with it. Yeah, oh, I have a life. But also, I have a passion for this business and gathering as much information and facts as I possibly can. And obviously, you need some kind of way of processing all of those facts. You know, we all are wired differently. I've seen a lot of people in my day that gather and gather and gather facts, but they don't quite process them in an efficient manner or in a logical manner. But they're full of facts. And yet the results of all that fact gathering don't really help them that much. And you know what? I mean, I'm guilty of that too, just gathering too many facts. And pretty soon you get so many facts that they all start to contradict one another. And you wonder which facts to believe, which ones are important, which ones aren't important. I mean, even when it comes down to the study of an individual stock, you can pick up the book called Security Analysis, which is some 700 pages thick. And it's all the equations to apply to a company to determine whether or not it's trading at a discount to its intrinsic value or not. And you know, some people extol return on equity. Some extol free cash flow. Some extol book value, discount to book value. Some extol profit margin. And it goes on and on and on and on. And over the years, I've had to distill it down to the facts that I consider to be the most meaningful. And I've distilled it down, and I've come to the conclusion, at least in my way of thinking, that the most important facts about a publicly traded company are how they've treated the shareholders over the years. Has this been a company that's put a lot of money in the shareholders' pockets, lined their pockets? The price lines, the tractor supplies, the auto zones, the socks kind of underneath the radar a little bit of the world. But these CEOs know how to line pockets, shareholders' pockets. That's an important fact for me to know. And I was so frustrated because it was so easy to look up a mutual fund and see what their track record was 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, compared against their benchmark, compared against other mutual funds. But you couldn't do that with stocks. So I had to come up with my own darn system to assist me in this, so I could look very, very quickly, turn the baseball card over. On the front is the pretty picture. It's the CEO, and it's how good the company is to the planet, and it's how they hire a diverse workforce, and this and that, and how socially conscious they are, and the products they produce, and it all looks good. But when you turn it over, there's the statistics. Little facts that you got to deal with. But those are important facts. And I believe the track record of a company is very, very important. For that reason, you don't see me in brand new IPOs because there is no track record. Congratulations to them for getting the company public. What's that do? That lines their pockets. Twitter came public. Has it helped you or me yet? Well, that remains to be seen, because we're a whole different group of people. We're not insiders. We're not original investors in Twitter. Maybe you are. If you are, congratulations. But I would say, the odds are pretty high that you're not an original investor in Twitter. Instead, you're looking at Twitter on the secondary market, meaning shareholders now of a publicly traded company. How is Twitter going to treat its shareholders going forward? Is the jury not out big time on Twitter? Absolutely. The jury was out for a year on Facebook, and it wasn't very good for the first 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. And then they started to get it together a little bit, started to figure out how to be a good company for its shareholders. And it's rewarded its shareholders fairly well recently. So track record to me and results is important. Hey, if you owned a sports franchise and you're interviewing managers and general managers and coaches, are you going to look at their track record and their results that they've produced? You're doggone right. The second thing I think is very important is valuation, because we played that game in 2000 looking at performance only. In fact, we really weren't looking at performance in 2000. I think people were just looking at potential at that point in time. This.com, that.com, overhere.com. What was the potential? And the way those stocks were being priced, the potential was unlimited to infinity and beyond. But there has to be something tangible that you can sink your teeth into. That comes in the way of price to earnings, earnings growth, reasonable multiples, valuations, buying those stocks when they make sense from a value point of view, when you can justify those stocks going up 80 or 100% over the next several years. To me, that's also a very, very important criteria. It cannot be glossed over. And so in my mind, those are the two most important criteria that I focus on in my best stocks now a type of investing. And thirdly is that all-important visual check. How can you not buy something without looking at it first? And how do you look at it? You look at the one-year stock chart. That's why an IPO does us no good. There was one that came public here recently, Clegg or something like that. It has two dots on it, yesterday and today, and that's it. No, it takes about a year before we can start to assess whether this thing's going up or going down or going sideways. And there's always going to be the IPO that jumps out of the gate and never looks back, and we're going to miss those. But I'm trying to stack the odds in my favor. This weekend, the newsletter will be going out Friday, big day, 10 hours putting that newsletter together. And what do I try to do? I try to show you the ones that are performing the best, are the cheapest, and have the best stock charts that I can possibly find. That's why we call it the Best Stocks Now newsletter. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we all have different risk tolerances, and we all have different objectives that we are trying to achieve from the market. Most, I would say, are trying to achieve the maximum growth that they possibly can get. Raise your hand if that's you. I mean, isn't that most of us? Don't we want our portfolios to grow as fast as they possibly can? That's a big boost in our back pocket, isn't it? Well, some people also say, you know what? I need to tone it down a little bit, though, at my age. I can't be out there with the Pandoras, which is breaking out big time here today, and the Twitter, TripAdvisors of the world. I need to tone it down a little bit more. Well, there's some great stocks out there that are big. The price lines of the world. These are the stocks of today, not of yesteryear. The Gilead Sciences of the world, etc. And then there's those that are seeking income. Supplement their income a little bit. Heck, if you got 100 grand, and if you could make 7 or 8 grand a year off that 100 grand through dividends and some capital appreciation, then that worked to a little check of $500 or $600 a month. That can come in handy for a lot of folks. That could be baseball money or eating out money or Vegas money, whatever. Income is also an important part of the market. There's a lot of good dividend-paying stocks out there, and for that reason, I have an income portfolio in my newsletter, which I am really, really proud of, because this is not a good income environment. And when you're dealt lemons, you got to make lemonade, and that's what I've done. I don't own any bonds. Why would I own a bond? If you are still in bonds and your advisor says to stay the course, look, you've got to decide what to do. I know what Donald Trump would say. You're fired. Or the late George Steinbrenner. Didn't he fire poor Billy Martin every year? And then he'd hire him back in about 3 months or so. That was kind of one of those love-hate relationships. So you have to get your income this year from other sources. Well, you can loan money, you can shark money out, make some high-risk loans. I don't recommend that. How about buying? Instead of lending money, how about buying into companies that pay out excess cash in the form of dividends? Not only are you collecting the dividends, you also have that potential for capital appreciation. And as I look at the 24 stocks in my income account right now, everyone except for one has delivered capital appreciation. In fact, that portfolio, which has a current yield of about 4.1%, when you average out those 24 stocks that are in it, and I think I'm adding a new one this week, you get a 4.1% dividend yield, but on top of that, it's delivered some capital gains. In fact, as of last Friday, this little portfolio of 24 stocks, very simple, was up 16%. So you got another 12% from the capital appreciation. Would you have gotten capital appreciation in the bond market? How about capital depreciation? Because to get capital appreciation in the bond market, you need falling interest rates. We're no longer in a falling interest rate environment. That came to an end about a year and a half ago when the 10-year got down to 1.25, somewhere in there. And now it's up to about 2.7, and that's been devastating to fixed income investors. They say, well, what about those that are holding their bonds to maturity? You know, that's a very small minority of people that own their bonds to maturity. Most people are in bond funds or bond ETFs, and they fluctuate daily with the interest rate environment. So I've taken the lemons and made lemonade, and I've invested in stocks that provide good dividend yields and capital appreciation potential. And it's worked out very nicely. Like I say, this portfolio is up over 16%. I don't know where it will be as of this Friday, but we will add it up and we'll see where we're at. I imagine we had a pretty good week in this portfolio. And what kind of stocks are in this portfolio? Best stocks now. Why would it be any different? The only difference is the universe to choose from is limited a little bit more than the growth stock area, because I demand stocks that pay good dividends. Let me give you an example. Probably we're going to go to Bermuda for this one. Most of these stocks, actually this one's headquartered in Greece. Navios Maritime Holdings. They provide international marine transportation services for dry bulk cargo with a fleet of 50 vessels. Now, why do I say NM is a best stock now? Well, in the first quarter of the show, we talked about track record. What kind of results has this stock delivered to its shareholders? Over the last 5 years, NM has delivered 44.6%, along with the dry bulk that they're delivering in their fleet of 50 vessels. The shareholders sitting at home, not having to be out on the high seas, have been collecting 44.6% between the dividends and the capital appreciation. Now, over the last 3 years, it's cooled off to 16%, but over the last 12 months, it's 127%. Not bad. That works out to a momentum grade of A right now. But as you know, performance isn't the only thing I look at in stocks. Stocks also have to make sense from a valuation point of view. Now, with Navios Maritime, we have to go in and dig a little deeper. In fact, we can't really do a target price on Navios Maritime because, you know what? It's a different animal. These kind of companies are more about cash flow, kind of like the media stocks, as opposed to bottom line earnings. Because basically their earnings they're distributing out to the shareholders in the way of dividends. In fact, the dividend yield on NM, that's about 3.2% right now. The stock chart, terrific. Any given time, a stock's either sideways, this one's not sideways. It's in a downtrend. This one's not in a downtrend, or I wouldn't own it. It's in a nice uptrend. This one's in a nice uptrend. It's been going sideways for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it broke out earlier this week. And Navios Maritime, NM, is one of the stocks I own in my income and growth portfolio. I don't call it an income portfolio. I call it income and growth because I want both. No guarantees, but at least the potential is there. And it's been delivered so far this year, 2013. We also had a good year with this portfolio last year. So keep your fingers crossed. Navios Maritime, number 154 out of 3,648, and it gets a Gunderson stock rate of A. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're counting them down. We're covering what I consider to be the best stocks out there in the market today. And no, we're not going to cover Microsoft, and we're not going to cover General Electric or Johnson & Johnson or Cisco or Merck or what I consider to be stocks of yesteryear. They're still good companies, but they're no longer the growth engines that they once were. They're not the top performing stocks in the market anymore. They've been replaced. You know, that's just kind of the way things go in life. There's always some punk behind us that's going to take our place. Imagine these poor NFL players. Always some rookie coming up that's going to take his job. He's got stronger legs, better moves, more athletic, quicker, you know. It's just the way the stock market is too. And these big old lumbering players, they get old, and the legs start to hurt and the injuries mount up and the speed starts to look at this guy who's this cornerback that ended up on the Jets, 35 years old now. He was a Pro Bowler many, many times, but he's not the player he once was. Just like Cisco's not the stock that it once was. There's a new crop out there. And I believe that you have to keep a portfolio fresh. It doesn't mean every single day you need to be making radical changes. But just look at the world around you and how it's changed. And the companies that are changing the world. And technologies and devices that didn't exist 5 years ago that are now a major part of our life. I wouldn't dare go to a restaurant without first looking at the Yelp reviews. It's just kind of, you know, the world has changed. And our portfolios should reflect a lot of that change. And even the large cap stocks, the blue chips, you know, there's new blue chips out there that have just been phenomenal. I just can't help but think of Priceline.com, which is now $1,100. When I said it was going to 1,000, that was when it was at 500. People laughed at me, though that's the kiss of death. When you say a stock's going to 1,000, that's the kiss of death. Well, guess what? I think it's going to continue to go a lot higher based on the earnings trajectory that they have. This is a massive company now, better than Disney in my book. So anyways, you have to keep your portfolio fresh. That's just my opinion. You have to kind of be in the growth engines of today. And when those growth engines start to slow down and others start to replace them, then you know what? You got to have somebody there that's replacing those stocks in your portfolio. If you go home and look at the portfolio that your guy or gal has you in and you see all of these dead horses, you just wonder who's minding the mint. Who's managing things? Who's reading the newspapers to see where the new technologies and the new drugs are coming from? Or is it just an easy way out to put you into Merck and Johnson and General Electric and Cisco and all the rest of them? I think it's just an easy way out in my book. How much work does that take? I could sit here and name the 20 most recognized companies in the world, McDonald's. You know, I go on and on, Nike, and just on down the line and say, okay, here's your portfolio. You can be proud of this. These are brand names. They're not going out of business, Procter & Gamble. They've been around forever, Microsoft, Intel. These are the ones that you use every single day. But the problem is that would have been a great portfolio 15 years ago, not today. So anyways, that's just my two cents on keeping portfolios fresh. The other interesting thing that I find is great stocks come in all sizes and packages. I have found some of the weirdest, different, wild, crazy stocks using my app. It just kind of makes you scratch your head and say, really? And sometimes don't scratch your head. Hit the buy button. Put it in your portfolio. One I did this with quite a while ago, and boy, has it been good to me. And I've written several articles about this stock. The name of the stock is Medallion Financial Corp. You're wondering, what does Medallion Financial Corp do? Hard money loans? Is it a bank in West Virginia? Nope. I'll give you a hint. The symbol is taxi. T-A-X-I. Just like the one Harry Nilsson sung about. Not Harry Nilsson. The other guy sung about on his great song, Taxi. He even did a sequel to Taxi. And I've referred to that song many, many times. As I've talked about and I've written about this stock that very few people know about. But it continues to hit new highs, new all-time highs. It's in my income portfolio. It pays a fat dividend. They originate, they acquire, and they service loans that finance taxi cab medallions and other commercial businesses. The dividend yield is currently 5.5%. That's why it qualifies. Harry Chapin is the guy I'm trying to think of. It's early. It's Friday. The mind gets fried by this time. Hopefully not for the newsletter here. Medallion Financial has been a great stock over the years. Look at the results that it's racked up. I bet it's blown away Cisco, Johnson & Johnson. Over the last 5 years, how about 27% per year? Over the last 3 years, how about 34% per year? Over the last 12 months, how about another 57%? And I've captured a lot of those gains in this stock. That's weird, I know. Taxis, they finance taxis. But you know what? Stocks now come in all shapes and all sizes. Medallion Financial is a $366 million market cap company. They got to be headquartered in New York. Let me just make sure of that. Yep. How did I guess? New York, New York. The home of taxi cabs. Medallion Financial is a small cap stock. That's a good thing in 2013. Medallion Financial is a small cap dividend stock. Last time I looked, that asset class was like number 3 out of 45 different asset classes that I track. Number 3 out of 45. This stock, since I put it in my newsletter, let's just take a quick look here. This is account for the dividends. This stock has done very nicely. And since I've written my articles about it, it's done very nicely. And it continues to hit new highs. That means it's still a best stock now from my point of view because the valuation still makes sense. First, I want to look up here. Taxi. That's in the income and growth portfolio. Taxi is now, it's up about 15% or so since I added it in April of this year. Taxi makes sense from a valuation point of view, and here's why. Taxi is currently trading at a forward PE of 13.9, which is a big discount to the market. When I take the current earnings estimates of Taxi, which are about $1.20, and carry them out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple, I still think the stock has good upside potential. And you're getting a dividend yield somewhere in the 5 to 6% area. When I look at a stock chart of Taxi, it hit a new high. It broke out big time last week, and it's continuing to break out. They just increased their dividend a few weeks ago. That's always a good thing. Out of 3,648 stocks, Taxi currently comes in at number 226, and it's a stock that I currently own in my dividend, in my income and growth accounts, which I've called this portfolio a very eclectic mix of stocks. Everything from companies that make Kleenex, no, and it's not Kimberly-Clark, it's a small one, to companies that finance taxi cabs, to companies that run theme parks. A very eclectic mix of stocks, but obviously that very eclectic mix of stocks has done quite well, up over 16% so far this year in 2013. Current dividend yield is 4.1%. And, of course, we've got some pretty nice capital appreciation along the way. So I don't know what you're doing for income with a portfolio. If you've got somebody that says the bond market's the best place for income, well, maybe you're going to get your income. But when you add in your capital depreciation, that more than offsets your income. You could get 4 or 5% in the bond market, but if you lose 10 in principal, that's a net loss of 5, isn't it? If you're getting 5% in a stock portfolio and it goes up another 10, that's a net gain of 15. And I just think the stock environment is way better than the bond environment. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll be writing my newsletter again this weekend. I've had some form of a newsletter for the last 18 years, but, you know, it really kind of took a big change when I invented my app. And now the newsletter is built around the app quite a bit. The newsletter first tells you whether to be in or out of the market at all. For the last 4 years and 8 months, I've kept you in. And I'm a market timer. I'm not a buy and hold kind of guy at all. And I can give you example after example after example of newsletter writers, pundits, money managers, commentators, whatever you want to call them, that have kept you out of the market during this whole period of time. They've been bearish all along the way. Think of how much they have cost people. And you know what? Some of them do it just to sell newsletters. They would sacrifice their reputations and their helping of people make money in order to sell newsletters because they know that fear sells. Well, you know what? To each his own. My goal in the newsletter is to try to put money in your pocket. I'm like that CEO that runs a publicly traded company that wants to line the pockets of shareholders. If the newsletter does well, then so be it. I put my neck on the line every week. There's no incentive whatsoever for me to put taxi into my newsletter. In fact, it's a risk for me to put taxi in my newsletter because it's not Johnson & Johnson. It's not General Electric, but it's done quite well. And it fits very nicely in the little niche that it serves. So the newsletter has kept you in the market. How valuable is that? That's pretty doggone valuable. You have been in the market. You've got a 401k at work. You go out to lunch with the guys and you hear them talking. And this guy said, I got into cash last week. I just have this bad feeling about the market or whatever. Well, you could say, well, I get Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter, and he's kept me in for the last 4 years and 8 months, and my portfolio is up tremendously since then. The guy has put money in my pocket. Or you say, you know, this guy Gunderson, he's not talking about the usual stocks that dominate the financial channels and barons. The Wall Street Journal, he's talking about companies that are kind of like now and happening today. You ever go into a restaurant that's just been dated? I mean, it's just got the curtains on the wall, and it's got the old tables, and it just needs a total freshening up. I like watching this show, Restaurant Impossible, because I think there's a lot of true concepts in there relating to business. You've got to look around at the world around you and the real world. The real world is changing all the time. And if you don't keep up with that real world, you know, old frozen cod, fish and chips is not going to cut it. When the guy down the street is serving fresh red snapper and panko breadcrumbs with a jalapeno tartar sauce, which place are you going to go to? Got to keep it fresh. And the stock market is no different. There's so many stocks that are dated. And I believe there's a lot of methodologies that are dated. You have to decide for yourself. And, you know, there's something to be said for old favorites that never change and they're reliable and this and that. But there's a lot of stocks like that. They ain't so reliable. If you think Cisco's reliable, look at what it did this past week. And, you know, it happens all the time. These companies, McDonald's has been a horrible performer now for quite some time. So, you know what? I'm just out there on the frontier. And look, I rank all of these stocks one against another. It's all relative. I can go to any restaurant within walking distance of my home in the downtown San Diego area. We probably have 200 choices. I can go to anyone I want. It's relative. Some are better. Some are at the top of the heap. Some are at the bottom of the heap. I want to go to some of the best ones. But I don't want to pay too much either, right? Price is a big issue. Price points. I want good value, too. The same way in the stock market. You want something fresh. You want something that's current, not dated. You want something that's been well-maintained. Not with old tiles on the floor that look like they're from the 60s. You want something current. The Pandoras of the world. And you want value. You know what? I've been to places. There's a place in San Diego in downtown. It's probably one of the places to be seen. Down in the gas lamp on Fifth Avenue. I find the place to be totally overpriced and completely overrated. Now, I like Brussels sprouts the way they're done these days. When my mom made Brussels sprouts, there's no way I'm going to eat a Brussels sprout. My mom knew, don't even put it on the table because Bill's not going to eat it. She'll eat them. She ate them. But there's no way a kid's going to eat a Brussels sprout. There's just no. Now, they figured out ways to deep fry them and put candied walnuts in them. Well, anything would taste good if you did that. You know, cauliflower would taste good with all of that treatment. But $12.50 for a side dish of Brussels sprouts, I just think the place is way overrated and overpriced. It's not half price. It's not undervalued. And that's why I walk by and I see it jumping and it's crowded and the tourists are there and the people that want to be seen are there. And I walk by it saying to myself, suckers. In fact, the restaurant has the name Sucker in its name. I shouldn't pick on them, but the name of the restaurant is Seersucker. There, I just named it. He's a well-known chef. I think he's been on TV. If you've been on TV, you can charge $12.50 for Brussels sprouts and get away with it. And you know what? We've seen Padres in there. I will admit I've gone in there a few times. Sat next to the Padre reliever, Houston Street, one day, and a couple other. Will Venable was in there, and this guy on the Giants, when the teams are in town, they stay downtown, and we see them a lot. I just think for the value, you can do a whole lot better. I go to a place just two doors down that's way better. And cheap, actually, it's across the street. And way better food. And the portions at Seersucker, oh my gosh. No wonder the name's got Sucker in it. Anyways, there's a lot of Sucker newsletters out there. Be careful of them. I try to be the real deal here. If you'd like to get in touch with me, 855-611-BEST. If you'd like to get the newsletter, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.